はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、サラエボ。
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson Number 4. As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Sakura-san.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. I think this week you're going to be our opening specialists. Openings only. But it's great to hear your voice, even if it's for just a little bit.
ちょっとだけね。
And Yoshi-san will be staying with us for the whole show. よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Okay, today we'll be talking about looks like. Now, last week we talked about looks like. This week we'll be talking about using it with the negative. Sakura-san, how can we say it looks like Yoshi will eat that cake?
Yoshi はあのケーキを食べそうです。
Today, we're going to talk about the negative form of that sentence. There's a slight change in there. We'll have to use the negative form plus a little something you're going to find out later in the show. With that said, let's listen to today's conversation. Here we go.
104 105 106. はい、ここです。
おかしいなぁ。なんで出ないのかなぁ。
何時の約束？
8時。
今は？
ちょうど8時。おかしいなぁ。
電気もついていないし、彼はいなさそうだ。
彼の車もなさそう。彼はどうしたんだろう。
せっかく君の誕生日なのにね。
One more time, slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。104 105 106。はい、ここです。
おかしいな。なんで出ないのかな。
何時の約束？
8時。
今は？
ちょうど8時。おかしいな。
電気もついていないし、彼はいなさそうだ。
彼の車もなさそう。彼はどうしたんだろう。
せっかく君の誕生日なのにね。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. 104 104 105 106.
はい、ここです。
あ、here it is.
おかしいなぁ。なんで出ないのかなぁ。
That's weird. I wonder why he isn't answering.
何時の約束？
What time are your plans for?
8時。
8 o'clock.
今は？
What time is it now?
ちょうど8時。おかしいなぁ。
It's 8 on the dot. That's strange.
電気もついていないし、彼はいなさそうだ。
The lights are even off, and it seems like he's not here.
彼の車もなさそう。彼はどうしたんだろう。
It seems like his car is not here either. I wonder what happened to him.
せっかく君の誕生日なのにね。
Man, I can't believe he'd do something like that on your birthday. Chigusa-san, 今日の会話はどうですか？
なんか裏がありそうですね。
Yeah, it seems like there's something more to this.
うん。
Yoshi-san は？
気になりますね。
Yeah, I'm wondering a bit too. What do you think's gonna happen? Chigusa-san, you wanna take a guess?
なんかびっくりパーティーとか。
Chigusa-san, you're giving away.
Oops. I mean, maybe he's really not here.
All right, well, anyway, we're not going to translate what Chigusa just said because maybe some people out there like to be surprised.
はい。
I mean, how could you? なんて抜いてですね、目の前原稿があって。 You know what's coming next.
No, but really, I didn't. When I didn't know what was coming next, I guessed right.
Yoshi-san, どうですか?この言い訳。
本当です。
じゃあ、信じましょう。
Okay, because Yoshi said, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Okay, let's move on to today's vocab. Although we really don't have too much vocab, what we'll do is we'll really thoroughly look at one of the key words in today's lesson. Yoshi-san, what would that key word be?
おかしい。
Strange. Funny.
おかしい。おかしい。
Now, the interesting thing about this word is it can mean strange, as in weird, but it can also mean funny, as in hysterical, really entertaining. So it has this dual meaning. It depends on the context, okay? So what we're going to do now is give you some examples. Yoshi-san, give us one.
頭がおかしい。
Something wrong with one's mind. Could you use an example sentence? And don't use me. or Chigusa.
彼は頭がおかしいんじゃない?
There's something wrong with that guy, isn't there? Okay, we'll stick with this meaning of something wrong. Chigusa-san?
何かがおかしい。
There's something wrong. There's something not right. What kind of situation will we use this in?
When something's not right or different from usual.
Maybe if you went back to your room and there's things moved around.
Yeah.
Something wrong here. We could say.
何かがおかしい。
In a previous lesson, in the elevator, when Natsuko was thinking to herself, Yoshi-san, we used this next phrase.
彼どこかおかしい。
There's something wrong with him. There's something not right about him. Now let's just take a quick look through these examples. In the first one we had head strange. Head is strange, literally, which was 頭がおかしい. Head is strange. And we interpret this as he's crazy, something wrong in the head. The next one was 何かがおかしい. Something strange. And we interpret this as something's not right. Finally we had どこかがおかしい. Somewhere is strange. So there's something wrong with this guy, somewhere. Somewhere is wrong, something wrong with this guy. Okay, and these are all in the strange kind of category. But if you hear it, chances are it probably means what we're going to talk about now. Funny, entertaining. So Yoshi-san, if you're laughing really hard, what would be natural to say in this situation?
おかしすぎる。この漫画おかしすぎる。
This comic is too funny. So here we have おかしすぎる. Too funny. It's too funny. It's hysterical. A lot of times if I watch TV with my friends, they're watching some comedians and they just keep saying, okashi. They'll be crying and saying this word. It's so funny. So this is probably the sense, this is probably the meaning that will be intended when you hear it used. Now, if people are looking at you and using it the other way, then something's not right. Something, maybe you want to change something about your clothes or something else. Now that we went over that word, let's take a look at the conversation. First line we had.
104, 105, 106. はい、ここです。
And Yoshi-san, pretty straightforward here. What are we looking at? Where are we? Where's this conversation taking place?
At some apartment or in a mansion, and they are looking at the room numbers.
Now, it's funny you said mansion. In English, when you say mansion, I think of a huge house. Shigusa-san, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Is that because of the English or because you live in the huge house?
Because of the English. I don't live in a huge house.
But that's what I meant.
Really? Oh.
No.
Oh, Yoshi. You have a future in diplomatic relations. Bluffing, bluffing, bluffing. But when we say mansion in Japanese, what are we referring to here?
It's like an upgraded apartment.
Yeah. The rooms are next to each other. It's not your individual house or domicile. Domicile. It's been a while since I used that word. So, yeah, the rooms are together. So,
yeah. Like in Japan, usually when you say apartment, it kind of means like really cheaper, not very clean houses. I mean, apartments. But when you say mansion in Japan, it means a bit more gorgeous,
yeah.
Place.
Step up.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, Chigusa. Feel free to classify people.
No. But it is, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we have apartments, which is Yoshi-san?
Apaato.
Then we have?
Mansion.
Which Chigusa said is kind of like, we should really go through these one day and really clarify, because even I get confused with like the co-ops and all the things going on here. Okay, but yeah, this is a much nicer place. Okay, but it's clear here, when you hear the way Yoshi's talking about these numbers, it should indicate that he's talking about apartments. Yoshi-san, what about the way you said these numbers gives it away? What indicates that you're talking about residencies?
104.
It's that maru, referring to zero. Now, this is almost exclusively for apartment buildings or sometimes with telephones, but pretty much when you're talking about a residency, the zero, rather than saying the word for zero, which is?
Rei or zero.
Usually, that gets substituted with?
Maru.
Now, when I say residencies, I'm talking about all addresses in general, like buildings and address or something like this. And the reason he's walking by them so quickly is he's at an apartment and he's walking right in front of the doors and he could read the numbers right off the doors. Okay, this is followed by?
おかしいな.
That's weird. That's strange. Now, we want to point out here is the na. Chigusa-san, why would you add this on? What's the difference between okashi and okashi-na?
Adding the na gives it more thought, like you're wondering.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out in your mind.
Yeah.
Why he's not here in this particular case. So almost like you're biding time. You're still kind of, it hasn't fully processed in your mind. Na. Followed by?
なんで出ないのかな?
Why doesn't appear, I wonder, is what we have literally. Okay, we went through this once. Answering the door and answering the phone, we use the verb.
出る.
Okay, and here it's the informal version, 出ない. After that, and before the かな, we have the particle no, which adds a little more emphasis. And we have a long あ at the end of かな, rather than the short あ. Okay, and again, and indicates the speaker is wondering about something. Here, why the person isn't answering the door. Yoshi-san chimes in with?
何時の約束?
What time were you scheduled to meet? Literally, what time's promise? What time followed by possessive promise? But again, we interpret here. What time were you supposed to meet? Here we have
8時.
Straightforward, 8 o'clock followed by
今は.
Now, again, a lot is inferred in Japanese. We're talking about the time. So, Yoshi-san, if you put this into proper Japanese, what would the full sentence be?
今は何時?
Now, what time? But literally, of course, interpret. What time is it now? But here, it's fine just to say, 今は? And now? So we could have that exchange as, what time are you supposed to meet? 8 o'clock? And now? Doesn't really make sense in English, but you can get the gist of how the Japanese works. And now? Okay. Followed by?
ちょうど8時.
8 on the nose. What makes on the nose?
ちょうど.
Okay. And also, we hear this one with money. Is that right?
Right.
If you pay exactly the amount, if it's 1,843円, and that's the amount you give, they would say,
ちょうどお預かりします.
That's the amount on the nose. Okay, followed by,
おかしいな.
So, still wondering here. That's strange. Followed by,
電気もついていないし.
And the lights are even off. Here we have the word for light, followed by the particle mo, lights also. Then we have
ついていない.
The negative present progressive. So literally, it's lights also not being on. But here, what we have to do is remember that in Japanese, the present progressive can also represent an existing state. For example, if we were to say, the lights are on, Yoshi-san?
ついている.
And the word for lights?
電気.
So give us the whole sentence, the lights are on.
電気がついている.
The lights are on. Literally, lights being on. But again, it's in the state of being on. So we can say the lights are on. They're in the state of being on. Now, what's interesting here is the verb that we use with electricity and lighting. Yoshi-san, what's this verb?
つく.
This is the intransitive verb to be turned on. Now, the transitive verb to turn on is?
つける.
Okay, so we have the intransitive.
つく.
And the transitive.
つける.
To be turned on and to turn on. Now, the intransitive represents a state. It's existing in this state. And when it's in the present progressive, we have this existing state of being turned on. So we have the TV is being turned on. So when we're talking about the lights or electronic appliances, we use the present progressive of the intransitive verb つく, which is
ついている.
Okay, and here it represents the state of being turned on. Okay, so ついている represents a state of being turned on. Here in the dialogue, we have
ついていない,
not being turned on. And again, that's literal. What we have to do is interpret, not turned on. Lights also not turned on, literally. But we interpret, the lights are also not turned on. Okay, then this is followed by し, which means among other things. So the lights aren't turned on. There's no noise. But he just didn't say these things. But there are other factors that leads him to the conclusion that
彼はいなさそうだ.
It seems like he's not here. Okay? Now, we talked about using looks like, seems, with e adjectives. What you do is you drop the e and add so. Now, a simple way to think of this is nai, the informal negative conjugation, nai, can be treated as an e adjective. All we do is we drop the e and we add so. This is what it would seem. But when doing this, we have to insert sa, the syllable sa. So instead of na so, we wind up with nasaso. Yoshi-san, can you just give us that pronunciation one more time?
Nasaso.
So we have here one more time.
彼はいなさそうだ.
It seems like he's not here. And this is followed by Chigusa-san.
彼の車もなさそう.
It also seems like his car is not here.
彼はどうしたんだろう.
I wonder what happened to him. And finally we have
せっかく君の誕生日なのにね.
And it's your birthday. Okay? Now, we want to take a look at what comes after 君の誕生日. This is followed by Yoshi-san.
なのに.
And this adds regret. It's something's regrettable. You know, it's her birthday and he's not here, which makes it even worse that he's not there now. Okay, we are running out of time. So that is going to do it for today's lesson. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, we have a big write-up on what we talked about today. 2 points. Inserting the sa when we're dealing with looks like there is not something. When we have the negative conjugation, the plain negative conjugation, turning this into seems like something when talking about the plain negative conjugation. Also, we have a write-up on no ni when it comes at the end of the sentence. So stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF, stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね!
またね! 104 105 106 はい、ここです!
おかしいな。なんで出ないのかな?
何時の約束?
8時。
今は?
ちょうど8時。 おかしいな。電気もついていないし、彼はいなさそうだ。彼の車もなさそう。彼はどうしたんだろう。せっかく君の誕生日なのにね。